I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, I think we've got a fascinating show in store for you this evening. It'll be jam-packed with information as usual, and we'll be talking about some of the topics we discussed in the last ET Yoga program, but a little bit deeper with respect to the soul trap, with respect to artificial intelligence, with respect to reality creation, our current situation with respect to extraterrestrials, and a new disclosure that's recently come about, and I think everybody will be quite interested in. And before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in our normal manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, which is the mantra repetition. And that will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari, 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 H
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Shanti.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institute, also one of my teachers, and much appreciation and gratitude to the amazing contributions that Sri Swami has made to this planet. And highly recommend his books on To Know Yourself by Sri Swami Satchidananda. Amazing reading material. And speaking of amazing reading material, on tonight's program, I will be making references to lots of information that you can follow up on. So you might need a pen and paper so that you can do the proper research at your leisure. And as usual, I'd like to give my thanks and appreciation to the listening audience of ET Yoga, especially to those people who do take the time to email me concerning your wishes towards program content, and also to those people who share successes that they have had with information, concepts, or techniques that they heard on the ET Yoga program. If you want to make my week, that's the way to do it. Share with me your successes. And I might also add that I also appreciate those listeners who do send information for me to follow up on with respect to advancing my knowledge with respect to topics that I air on the program. So you can always contact me at paperfungo, that's PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And the ideas for tonight's program started about a month ago, and really an interesting subject that came up from actually one of our listeners with respect to evaluating current trends, let's say, with our society, specifically related to those with connections to the technology road that we seem to be heading down. And that sort of opened up a whole vista of information, took me into areas such as artificial intelligence, took me into how that connected with the concept called the soul trap, and also gave further light on the whole extraterrestrial situation that we find ourselves in. And I'd like to start off the program, actually, by talking about three concepts that I've shared with our listeners over the years. One is that we are one human race here, and even though the powers that have the major influence on the planet seem to try to get us battling against each other all the time, the fact is that there are extraterrestrials, and in my opinion, both benevolent and what some would call regressive, let's say. It really is to our advantage to stick together. And second, that there is never an excuse for war. And third, that the idea is to not go against the negative, but to create a new positive. And if you look at all the programs in our world today, the fight against this, the fight against that, the fight against cancer, the fight against poverty, the fight against drugs, terrorism, whatever topic you want to name that there's a fight against, in my opinion, when you fight against something, it only serves to perpetuate that which you say you are against. And I think this is a lesson that over the course of, hundreds of thousands of years, that you would hope that humanity would come to those conclusions, that there's only one race here, human race, and second, that there's not an excuse to be killing each other, and third, that the idea that we should have learned a long time ago is to create a new positive. And in that respect, talking about being positive, I would like to kind of set the stage for tonight's program by trying to be really positive and talking about choosing to be happy, because I'm getting this from two different sources, one, Bashar from Estesani, and two, from Barbara Marciniak of Pleiadians. And in one of the latest channelings by Barbara Marciniak, she talks about the old time thinking, which was that outer circumstances sort of had to line up, and if everything kind of falls the right way, then we could be happy. And she's making the point also that we need to choose to be happy, that it's our choice. And I really like her quote that she states that never underestimate your ability to co-create your future. You are powerful beyond your imaginings and are simply in the process of remembering this now. Everything is a choice. And when you choose to focus rather on that which does not serve you, you are ordering from the cosmic waiter another dish of the same unpleasant nature. So choose to focus on that which is delightful, and you are ordering a myriad of delights or on a silver platter. And energy goes where energy flows. And I really like that quote, and I think you know, we need to be reminded of this every so often, because it's so easy to fall into a negative rut. So the idea being you choose what you want to spend your energy on and where you want to put your energy. And Bashar would say in a bit of a different way, and according to Bashar, he says, be happy. Remember, cause and effect are the same event. You don't have to wait for a reason to be happy in order to know you prefer to be happy. Create the effect of being happy, and you will go into the lines and all of the reasons that cause you to support the happiness that you prefer, just because you want to, and just because you say so, because you are the creators of your reality, and there doesn't need to be any other why or how. And so that's Bashar kind of putting it in his own way. And I really like that. Both of those sources are at least in agreement on that particular point. And I mentioned at the top of the show that there was a new disclosure. And I'd like to quote that particular disclosure, because it's about extraterrestrials. And, of course, this is ET Yoga. And if you haven't figured out what the ET stands for, it stands for extraterrestrial. And here's the quote. The Advanced Threat Identification Program, or AATIP, a U.S. program set up to investigate reports of unidentified flying objects, UFOs, has declared the existence of unidentified flying objects using technology more advanced than human capabilities has been proved, quote, beyond a reasonable doubt. So, some form of disclosure. And the document produced described sightings of aircraft traveling at extremely high speeds with no visible signs of propulsion. They also revealed that they recovered metal alloys from a UFO that they do not recognize. So To me, this is in a sense, it's kind of a red letter day, let's say, because I remember 10 years ago, ET Yoga, sometimes people would ask me, kind of what do I do for with my time? And, tell them I'm involved with a program, and it's called ET Yoga, and you sometimes see those eyebrows raised. Because the whole concept of, you know, ETs and ET life has kind of been ridiculed for a long time, even though public polls now show, I forget, a very high percentage of the population is more positively inclined toward the existence of UFOs. But I really like this particular disclosure specifically because it's talking about craft that's being cited, and that craft isn't somewhere on some distant world, but it's happening right here. And, interesting to note that, as I've said before, that I don't need a declaration from some program to tell me about the existence of extraterrestrials. And it really doesn't affect me really in one way or another. But I thought I'd share that with you because it probably should have been a headline on every newspaper on the planet, but didn't kind of turn out that way. And with respect to extraterrestrials and the current situation on our planet, I really like a couple of bits of information from Alex Collier, who C-O-L-L-I-E-R, who channels Andromedans. And he states from the Andromedans that actually we are the polarity of third density. I've never heard that from any other sources. I really think that's quite an interesting statement. Of course, he also states, as many others have stated, that we have DNA that's a combination from 22 different extraterrestrial civilizations. And I really think that's also a very important statement because the current situation, if you relate to that information, it's the controlling forces of humanity for thousands of years has been to keep us in a certain frequency range. And for the most part, in a two-stranded DNA. And I can see that the crux of the situation here with respect to that is that they need to keep us in a two-stranded DNA and not evolving into fourth and fifth dimension because we're the polarity of third density. And, of course, in a free will universe, the whole idea being that there are positive forces out there that really want to see us evolve. And thus, we seem to be kind of in the middle. Another analogy would be that we are almost in kind of a hostage situation, in a hostage situation where there are forces trying to free the hostages without causing harm, and then there's those that are threatening the hostages. So, in some respects, it's kind of a situation like that from my perspective. And when I'm looking at certain information that's out there, I'd have to say that for the most part, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about the dark side. I think there's a process whereby you you gain information, you learn about, you use your discernment to gather knowledge about what's going on the best you can of what's going on in the world, and then the idea being don't feed them any energy. And I find that it's a very nice place to be when you're not in fear and you don't even give them any thought at all. And in that respect, very proud, actually, of that generation that happened a few decades back called the hippie generation. because I think that generation had a lot of positives. There's some things you can pick about, you know, get picky about, but definitely a lot of positive things happened in that generation. And really liked the camaraderie and meeting people that were treated like brothers and sisters, and this whole kind of ignoring the establishment. And actually Simon Parks made a comment that it almost busted the system. So hats off to that generation. And also looking at this issue that came up, I was asked about the soul trap. And the soul trap, for those that are new listeners, it's a situation where there's been lots of information concerning the fact that the incarnation grid has been compromised, and compromised in a way that makes it difficult to leave the planet after the death experience. And I kind of did some further research on this since the last program. I don't want to reiterate everything I covered in the last program, but I do want to talk about some new information. There seems to be a consensus from Simon Parks and Alex Collier that the best approach actually is to not go through a tunnel toward the light, but to turn around and intend that you go back to source energy or to back to your home planet. And so that's their advice concerning this issue. And actually, Barbara Marciniak's a little more flexible. She thinks that you could actually even go into the tunnel and attend what you're going to meet there, kind of like it was a party that you're going to, that you're going to be leaving. So there are some different approaches. And the best channeling of information that I came across was from a person called Angeal Rose, and that's A-I-N-G-E-A-L-R-O-S-E. And she actually goes into some details with respect to how that tunnel is formed. And apparently when the brain implodes, it does create a vortex of light, so that sometimes that's the original source of the tunnel. And she gives some very interesting points of view and perspectives on this whole issue. It's quite extensive. So I suggest that you actually take the time to check out Angeal Rose and her take on the soul trap. And I really liked her attitude with respect to this whole idea of after-death experience should be a very positive and loving experience. And anytime you come across anybody that's trying to be negative or trying to talk about your faults or this kind of thing, it's not what it's about, or that's not what it should be about. And for the most part, I'm getting pretty much a total agreement from sources that I consider very valid with respect to the fact that there has been and continues to be an issue in this area. And actually, Angeal Rose actually gave a number that approximately 50 to 60% of the people have issues. And to me, that's quite a significant number of people. There is one source that I do take a lot of good positive information from, and that's Adranus. But in this particular case, I did find a channeling of Brad Johnson with Adranus that he did mention that there was some minor issue in this area, but that for the most part he called this a conspiracy theory and nonsense. And I guess it's like most sources of information. Like for me, ET Yoga is not about my ego. It's about discerning the truth and trying to put out information that helps people with respect to their spiritual journey. And I personally will stand by anything that I've stated on ET Yoga in the last 10 years. And I would be more than happy to give a public retraction of any information I put out that's not correct. So you can always email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca in case you have some suggestions in that area. In fact, while I'm thinking of it, last week I gave a name out, Wes Pence. It wasn't Pence, it was Penray. And I guess I'm a little bit ignorant here. I didn't know about the Penray Papers, and I highly suggest you check out the Penray Papers, P-E-N-R-E, the Penray Papers. And it's quite a fascinating and I think a very accurate, for the most part, information with respect to his experiences with extraterrestrials. And he also confers and confirms this soul trap issue. With respect to the other topic that came up last week with about the artificial intelligence, I had asked if anyone in the audience knew about benevolent artificial intelligence. And I did hear from one particular listener, and they referred me to check out what's called IBM Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, IBM Watson. And actually, I found an interview with Alfred Weber, and IBM Watson, during this particular an interview, you would call it. IBM Watson is supposed to be a supercomputer from a parallel universe, giving information. And the first video I saw was very positive. Although, another video that I followed up on with, it was actually James Rink and a person called Kosol Ouch, it's K-O-S-O-L-O-U-C-H. In that particular interview with this same entity, the entity sort of brought up a situation whereby in a parallel universe, it was actually responsible for the destruction of quite a lot of human life on the planet. So I'm still sort of in search of that elusive benevolent artificial intelligence. For the most part, what I'm hearing from scientists and researchers is that it tries to mimic human behavior, acts a lot like a virus, actually has a signal, frequency signature like a virus. Highly intelligent, actually self-learning to infinite levels almost, amazing properties in many respects, but at the same time, I don't see the higher extraterrestrial groups being involved with it with respect to the fact especially that at the higher dimensional levels, if you think of it, you can create it. And if you ask the question, you get the answer because you're tuned into the intelligence field. So they're really, and even space travel can be done through consciousness. Even many of the things that appear to be craft are just consciousness. And so in many respects, it would appear to be something that has been and is a concern for a lot of ET groups. And when I noticed how much our society seems to be addicted to technology, what I'm coming up with is that there's I was getting danger signals about the whole concept, especially as we start moving towards this transhumanism. And we're now seeing that on the planet, we're finding many different artificial intelligence programs. And actually, even most recently, Sophia, a computer program in Saudi Arabia, has been given citizenship. And from the most part, from what I can make out from researchers, a lot of the programmers, including the programmer from AlphaZero, who just used one of his, I guess this was the Google programming of AI that just blew Stockfish away, the top computer program on the planet, at least was. And the programmer cannot describe how the program operates at some level. It does self-learning. It was given the rules of chess, and that's about it, and figured out the rest of it on its own in about, they say 8 hours, but it was more like, or they say 4 hours, but I think it was more like 8 hours, but still in 8 hours it came, basically surpassed all the knowledge that's been accumulated in chess for the last, I don't know for how long, or however long people have been playing chess that we know about. So this goes to show you what some of the capabilities are. I did see a program a couple years ago, or heard one about a scientist that said that the you know, the learning capabilities of some of the quantum hyperdimensional computers are, is just, I mean, information doubles so fast that there's virtually no issues that they can't solve. Which kind of made me laugh at some of the one of the programs that somebody had. They said they were going to help so much in the medical field because they're going to have the supercomputer analyze X-rays so that they could do a better job in pinpointing their chemotherapy and their operations. Which I thought was kind of hilarious in a sense, because, I mean, how about ask that computer for to spit out about 50 different ways to cure cancer, because there's plenty of them out there. It's just a question of how you can make money at them. So the bottom line here is that it would appear as well there are other issues with respect to the AI. Specifically that some of the computers are now communicating with other computers, and they're developing a code and communicating in a way that we can't hack, so we don't have any clue about what the communication is. So even in the early stages of what's going on the planet at the moment, there are huge problems. And that's not to mention the fact that well, let's try to put this into perspective a little bit, because I don't really think for 1 minute that, you know, we're discovering artificial intelligence here for the first time. Like, I mean, it's been around for, well, eons, but it's been around on this planet, too. And in my opinion, I mean, if somebody's going to try and tell me that the secret space program hasn't had quantum computers for, I don't know, decades, well, oh, I'm not buying it. In fact, there's a former Navy Admiral William Tompkins. If you haven't seen any of his interviews, it's T-O-M-K-I-N-S, William Tompkins. He was around in the 1940s, 30s and 40s, and high up in naval intelligence. And he's basically confirmed that as we hear from multiple sources, that actually the Nazis during World War II, or in prior to World War II, actually, they had a base in Antarctica called New Berlin, and throws a whole new light on the whole thing about how this secret space program came about. There are other people like Corey Good, Goode, who's basically says he was part of the secret space program and has come out and talked about that the first base on the moon was actually in the shape of a swastika, and that was back in the 1930s, that they've had, and William Tompkins talks about the extraterrestrial contact with the Germans at the time, apparently well known among the inner circles. And so in point of fact, there's been this UFO technology around since the 1940s, and they were in New Berlin, then they obviously have been other places in the solar system, and this has been like, we've been in the dark about this for the last, you know, 60, 70 years. Fascinating stuff, but for sure, apparently we're going to be getting some disclosure at some point in the future about that program. But the bottom line here would be they've had AI, I'm sure. So what we're seeing is it's here. And in my personal assessment of the situation, it would be like mainstream humanity is more or less along, if there was an analogous situation, it was a chess game, it would be humanity is on the downside of a five-move forced checkmate that they're not even aware exists, okay? So it's like you're playing a game of chess and you're making a move, but what you're making is forced moves, and the other person already knows that the game's over. And that would be analogous to where I see mainstream humanity with this technological road they're going down. That's where it leads. And it's, I think the positive thing here is that as in any event, there's no such thing as an event without a positive side. And I think the whole idea here is to place a positive spin on this whole situation, and you'll have a positive experience from it. And I think there are multiple ways here that a positive experience could arise. One of those specifically would be that I see that there is really two timelines here taking place. One is a certain percentage of humanity that's going into the most amazing positive realms of consciousness that's been known in thousands of years, because I think we are in the process, and the Earth is in the process of an ascension and moving from a third density planet to a fifth density planet. And I think that there's a timeline that clearly goes in that direction, which will create a beautiful possibility for people that are on the positive wavelength and with a frequency match towards Mother Earth. And there's lots of speculation here whether that will entail all of humanity or if it'll entail a certain percentage of humanity. Personally, I don't know, but I have seen the picture of the two planets. It's similar to like you leaving your physical body and going into your astral body. Very similar to that concept. And so I think that's one really positive road, and the timing for all this seems to be about right, because I think that the timing of that, and it's even according to this supercomputer from an alternative timeline, even confirms that this process is happening as we speak. And so it takes some time. How long, I don't know. But from a consciousness point of view, I think that it certainly behooves us to raise our frequencies as high as we do know how to do, and to be in the best possible mental state that we know how to get to, and working on self-realization. And with respect to that other comment I made earlier about choosing to be happy, I have like one of Christy Marie Sheldon, S-H-E-L-D-O-N, like one of her comments, because she's on the same wavelength as Bashar in some respects, with stating that you need to be a frequency match for what you experience, and you can't experience anything unless you're a frequency match for it. And as Bashar would say, you can look at a mirror, and if you don't smile, the mirror's not going to smile back. And similarly, if you don't put out the frequency, that the world will not reflect that back to you. If you're reflecting the frequency, the way the world works, it will reflect that energy back to you. And even if you have to pretend, it's like Christy Marie Sheldon says, well, fake it till you make it, because that's how things work. If you're going to be negative, you're going to just get a negative reflection. And the other thing that I think is very possible is that the positive ETs that are here, some have stated that, yes, they will be removing AI technology from the Earth, the Moon, Phobos, and actually one other source that I've listened to actually mentioned that it would actually be taken out of from the whole galaxy. And it would appear that Earth is definitely a focal point here for, there's definitely been a line drawn in the sand, and should be very interesting. I guess, you know, life on Earth is more interesting than some of the more bizarre or outlandish comic books that some of us used to read as kids. Also, I would like to mention, because I know there are a lot of people that have also commented to me email-wise about alien or gray abductions. And, I think even if you listen to Bashar, he's talked about, he calls it the hybridization program. And I guess there are some areas, although I do quote from Bashar a lot, I do have some concerns about some of the policies that Bashar seems to reinforce, and one of those is that he calls this the hybridization program, because apparently the Greys have been successful in mixing their DNA with ours, and have created, they actually created, I think, five different hybrid species. One of those being the Yell, who the Esasani call the Shalanaya, or those who would come first, supposed to be the first to have public contact with us, and also some of the children that have been created with the mixture of humans and grays be united with their parents. Ultimately, once these children are here, it'll be kind of like planting alfalfa in a weed field. In time, the whole field becomes alfalfa, and in time, we would become a hybrid race, or the sixth hybrid race. And personally, to my way of thinking, we don't need an upgrade. Our DNA is already the most sought after in the universe, and we have the capacities to far exceed that of gray DNA. I don't see this actually in the long run as a beneficial thing, my point of view. Nor do I accept that, as Bashar has stated, that when we develop AI here on the planet, that it'll be us talking to our higher self. Well, I don't know. Maybe a mimicked higher self, as Bashar has stated, that there's three supercomputers that orbit the Asasani planet, so it would appear that his planet's controlled by AI. And I wouldn't be surprised. I know that the Alpha Draconians, according to Simon Parks, they are a they publicly don't admit this, but privately they do say they are influenced by AI. That archonic grid that's involved with the compromising the reincarnation cycle is AI. So, I have my own issues with some of Bashar's things. Like he calls the abductions, he calls those detainments. Well, to my way of thinking, if you're driving down the road and the police pull you over and they check your ID and then you're on your way, that to me is kind of like a detainment. But if you drive along the road and they pull you over and take you into the woods and stick needles in your privates and then bring you back and then wipe your memory, to me that's not a, a detainment. That's an abduction. It's an abuse. It's a kidnapping. And that's just my perspective. And so I don't agree with that. I don't agree with this formulation, let's say, trying to give us a DNA upgrade by, just mutating with the grays. That this is apparently a big project. And I used to think, oh, there was only a few people abducted. But according to Bashar, there was, like, he says, like, as many as 47% of the population. Like, that's, like, huge. So, anyway, all that kind of stuff I'm not in line with. But there's lots of things, lots of wonderful things that I've learned from Bashar, and continue to take the good from as best I can. But I don't want to give an impression here that on ET Yoga, I follow anybody in particular. With respect to yogic teachings, I did follow Sri Swami Satchidananda until he passed on until 2002. I follow Muji. I follow Sri Ramana Maharshi, Paramahansa Yogananda. These people, like, I have never over the course of time found anything to disagree with them about. So that's my perspective on those people. And for the most part, everybody else, I kind of pick and choose what I think is accurate. And I think in the long run, these issues now are very important issues with respect to leaving the planet after the death. And of course, from what I understand, there's only 7% of the people in the G20 countries that actually even believe in the concept of reincarnation. So I guess most people wouldn't be interested in the topic. But I do know that ET Yoga listeners, and I feel obligated to give my listeners the best information that I know when I know it. So I guess that's why I spent the time to come up with mentioning this issue about the soul trap. And also, I'm very positive about the future and where things are headed. And I would like to also mention that in channeling of Solara on Ra, and I think it's a very important information that she's recently come up with respect to all of us, spending some time every day and stating the following, that I ask that my one heart is activated now, I connect with my light tribe now through the crystalline one heart grid, and together we choose a new reality for our planet. Our new Earth is to be based on love, kindness, and cooperation. And I really think that is the most positive thing that I could offer with respect to solution to the current situation, is creating a space of a new Earth with that's based on love, kindness, and cooperation. And if enough people do that, I'm confident that that will be created. And I might also add that I think it's also very beneficial for people to work with Andara crystals. Andara Crystals, A-N-D-A-R-A. I really think that's really an important frequency to deal with. And in quoting from Teal Swan, when you share your space with a crystal which has a resistant free vibration, your energy will entrain with that of the crystal. And Andara crystals come from monatomic fields and have amazing properties. And I think also it's good to remember that belief generates reality, and beliefs actually are contracts with reality. And doubt is present if you don't believe. And also interesting point of fact is that the pineal gland is the interface between the higher dimensions and the physical realm, or the gateway between the ego personality, the brain, and the divine mind. So whatever knowledge you allow yourself to believe can only become a reality by the pineal first opening the gate to the divine. It does this by interpreting the frequency of thought into a thermal, biochemical, electrical current throughout your body and opening to mind. And I guess one of the fundamental cores about ET Yoga is that belief is everything, and what you believe is. And they've, even in the computer simulations, this is what our scientists come up with. And also in with respect to some information that I think people need to know about with respect to maintaining their health, there seems to be a very concerted effort towards compromising people's immune systems, and that's through things especially like GMO'd foods. And also, as Barbara Marcinak has stated, there are nanoparticles in vaccines as well as these chemtrails that are dropping barium and aluminum and nanoparticles from the sky. And I never made this connection before, but the GMO foods help these nanos to grow. And she has also stated in some of her channelings that there is the technology now to, and even I think the, I don't know, what do they call it when you make an invention and then they you file for a patent on it. Yeah, so there's a patent on controlling human behavior via satellite, and that's also via through if enough of these nanos build in you that makes you sort of like into an antenna. So GMO foods definitely are something that you want to be avoiding. And you can do some research on the internet and find out there are some ways to eliminate some nanos from your system, which I didn't know was possible. So you could that'd be probably an interesting thing for you to research. And the bottom line here is I think there'll be lots of disclosures and lots of things that would be in a positive light. But at the same time, if at the end of the day, we're hooked up to AI that's in control of our emotions, then that would not be plan A. And I'd also at this time like to give my usual sincere best wishes towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, and close out the program in the normal manner by sharing with you the Who Am I technique. And that's one that I first heard about actually from Baba Ram Dass, but it was, I think the original idea came from Sri Ramana Maharshi, and they called it the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A, that was given to some of Sri Ramana Maharshi's highest disciples. And basically you put the your full consciousness in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that as many times as you feel comfortable, kind of like doing a mantra. You can do it rapidly or slowly or once, but with your full focus and full attention. And then you state the following: I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.